Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz. Your place for all things smooth. With the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. It is Sunday, July 28, 2019. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com. Click on Listen Live under the Queen City Jazz Collective. That will bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Today, my guests are Charlotte, North Carolina's newest supergroup, Queen City Jazz Collective. Their music is a blend of a mixture of smooth jazz with a touch of soul. And the members are vocalist Ken Gober and Gina Chambers, saxophonist Gabriel Bello, bassist J.D. Dillard, and guitarist Paul Dozier. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Hey,
thank you.
Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hey. Hi. Gabriel, is that you?
I'm here. I don't know if you can hear me.
Hi. Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Welcome to the show. Welcome back, Gabriel, actually.
Barely made it.
So I have interviewed Ken, Gabriel, and JD before, but I have not had Paul and Gina on the show before, so I definitely want to have them back, have you guys back to talk about your prospective music. But today, this new group that you guys have formed, the Queen City Jazz Collective, I'm dubbing you guys as Charlotte's newest supergroup, because I think you guys are going to do some good things, some big things. So, Ken, I'm going to start with you and tell us how you guys met, number one, and how this group came together.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jazz Queen. And you neglected to say that I've interviewed before, but when the show was created, I was your partner.
I was going to get to that, but that's okay. Go ahead.
I know. Well, she knows from me hosting, co-hosting the show, I'm all over. But it is a pleasure to be back on the show again. And just real quickly and briefly, talk just a little bit about the Queen City. We call it the QCJC. We all live in Charlotte, respective artist plays in Charlotte, but most of these guys play outside of the Charlotte area with as artists on their own and with multiple artists, jazz artists, smooth jazz artists as well. And it was just put on my heart to we all sparingly gig a little bit in Charlotte. And Charlotte, if people don't know, Charlotte is a melting pot of like some of the most talented musicians in the country. If you're on the road or at a festival or at a concert anywhere in the United States and they start introducing the musicians, it'll probably 60% of the musicians that you may hear, somebody will say, "I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina." And that's the awesome thing about Charlotte. So, you know, each one of us have either gigged together or pieces of us have gigged together, done gigs together, and worked together. And it was just one of those things where we'd love to play at home a lot more. And we just kind of talked about putting something together in Charlotte that would be a catalyst to start other supergroups and other musicians to come together as a Charlotte community of awesome musicians and really change Charlotte around, because we have the talent, just like a Nashville or an LA, to really be a sounding board here in Charlotte. So we've all spoke individually, and everyone agreed that it was a great idea. And this is kind of our first creation of the QCJC, August 11th at Blumenthal Stage Door Theater. So we're really excited about it.
All right. Okay, let's go around to everyone and have you kind of reintroduce yourself and talk about your role in the group. So I'm going to start with Gina.
Well, my name is Gina Chambers. I am originally from Columbia, South Carolina. I have been singing, of course, all my life, from church to, you know, clubs to you name it. I've done some really cool things and had an opportunity to meet some really cool people. This project that I did is the first time that I've actually, you know, had an opportunity to sit down and write my own music. So I'm really excited about being able to display that on August 11th. But I'm really just the, you know, I'm the queen of the group. I'm the only female, so you know how it is.
Yes.
I'm really in charge, you know. I just have to let them figure it out.
Okay.
There she goes, Jen.
Yeah, I know. There she go.
No, but you know, these are some really great guys. I've had some dynamic moments with them on stage, all of them. I'm just looking forward to it. When Ken came to me with the idea, I was immediately on board, and we've just been, you know, working towards making sure that this is an awesome show for everybody.
Okay, all right, Mr. Paul, you're next.
Okay, my name is Paul Dozier. I am the guitarist for the group. I'm originally from Los Angeles, California, and moved to Detroit, Michigan for about 16 years before moving to Charlotte. So I've been to Charlotte for almost 5 years now, and I love Charlotte. Charlotte is an awesome place to I'm not going to say I'm retiring, but I think this is going to be my retiring spot. You know, so the thing is, I got a chance to immediately hook up with some great musicians here. As a matter of fact, one of the first guys I come in contact with was JD, and meeting JD kind of got me through the circuit here in Charlotte and meeting more musicians, and it's just been great. Some awesome talent here, being able to meet Gina. Ken, and you know, chemistry there, you know, just seeing that, you know, some great things that can take place with these artists. And when Ken approached me about being a part of this group, I said, hey man, I could see that happening. You know, chemistry is there, so I think, you know, great things can definitely take place. I'm a group guy. I'm not so much of an, you know, being a solo artist is fine, but I love being part of groups. Mm-hmm. I grew up, you know, at the age of 6 years old, being part of a quartet group. So that's how I began my music career. So so being part of a group, I think, is very powerful. Very powerful. So the thing is, I'm just looking for great things to happen, you know, with this.
All right. That was guitarist Paul Dozier. Up next is saxophonist Gabriel Bello.
Glad to be back. Been, how long has it been since the last time I was on? Was it a year or 2 years ago?
Probably about a year, maybe. Yeah.
I can't remember if it was for New Day or for Steveland, but yeah.
It was for Steveland.
Good to be back. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah. So it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah. When did that record come out? Anyway. Yeah. So it's you know, great to be back on here. Thank you, Ms. Jazz Queen, for doing what you do, and you know, for the jazz community. Really, really pumped to be working with this phenomenal group of musicians. You know, John and I have been partnering here and there, and we've been talking about trying to do something together for a few years. And you know, thank God for Ken coming together, and you know, I guess I was just a missing ingredient. You know, needed Ken to come over here and just grab it by the reins and snap it into place. And yeah, hopefully this set off a domino effect of us. You know, I'm excited about playing Charlotte. I'm hoping to really get out into the region because, like Ken was saying, the amount of talent is here, just in Charlotte, and
you know, within an hour of Charlotte is absolutely insane. Of, you know, the cats that play for major artists all over the world that live in this town or within an hour of this town.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely ridiculous. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it's kind of funny that some cats feel that they have to say that, you know, well, I'm actually from this place, because they feel like they don't get any respect or recognition because, you know, oh, you know, people don't, you know. But there's some of the, you know, the heavy cats don't come from Charlotte, you know. They you know, you got to go to L.A. or Atlanta, or you got to stay from this place to get any respect. And it's really not the truth, man, you know. I mean, and the Internet's proven that wrong all day long.
Right.
Okay. All right. And last but not least, J.D.?
J.D.?
Yo, Terry, thank you for saving the best for last. How about that?
Hey, you got it. You got it.
As you can see, we always have fun. It doesn't matter where we are. We can go out, grab something to eat, be on stage. The chemistry is amazing with this group of individuals. So when Ken came to me, definitely on board. Definitely on board. We are really looking forward to performing right here in Charlotte, North Carolina, with this group. I believe a group of this size is actually the first in Charlotte.
Okay.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it. We need everyone that promises to buy tickets to go ahead and buy them by the end of the week.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and pack the building out. I mean, you know, I'm connected with a lot of people, and everyone says there's nothing to do in Charlotte. And I have to say, that's a flat-out lie. There's so much going on in Charlotte now.
Yeah.
And our show was added right to it. So let's be there August 11th, Charlotte, North Carolina, and surrounding areas. Let's make it happen.
That's right.
So now, Ken, what type of feedback and or support that you guys are getting about this new group?
It's been phenomenal. Like JD said, so many people have come and responded saying, "Oh, we're looking for something like this," and we're excited. And I think they're more excited because it's homegrown guys that they know of and trust musically as artists. And so it's been incredible because I was recently speaking to someone the other day, and you know, when the phenomenal cats Gerald Albright and Kirk Whalum and all those Jonathan Butler, when those guys come to town, you know, the city turns out, and the next question is always, well, we want to do this more often and not just when this happens or when this artist comes in the town. So I think it's right on time because people know our brands as well individually. And the response has just been incredible because it's like, oh, it's finally, you know, finally somebody is trying to spark something here that mm-hmm. we can enjoy regularly. And maybe not every week and not, you know, but can enjoy regularly. So the response has been tremendous.
Okay, good. Now, Paul, I read that you opened for Wayman Tisdale.
Yes, years ago in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Please share that story.
Wow. Well, it was an awesome experience. Like I said, I lived in Detroit for 16 years, so Grand Rapids they have an annual jazz fest there. So I was invited to be one of the openers for that. That had to be about, say around 2004, 2005.
Mm.
And so that's when, you know, Wayman was, you know, he was kind of like the guy on top of the new jazz game as a bass player. So I had a chance to open up for him, and it was an awesome experience and very nice guy. As a matter of fact, I got a chance to meet some of the other musicians. Tom Braxton was, I don't know if you know Tom Braxton, but he was a sax player at the time. And, but yeah, it was a great festival and I had a great time.
Awesome. Okay. Now, I know that each of you individually have your own music, and Ken did send me some music to play, but unfortunately, Block Talk is having technical issues, and I was not able to I was able to upload the music, but it just keeps buffering, so I can't play your music. So please, if we can just talk about your individual CDs and our singles that you currently have out there right now, so the listeners can get a feel for your music and where they can find your music as well. So Ken, I'll start with you.
Okay. So currently, I am working on a new project, long time coming, and it's entitled "Music Is Inspiration and Soul." But before that, I've had my last project was an inspirational project called "The Soul of a Man: The Journey," and you can get that on iTunes, Amazon, all of the online. Online retailers, also on my website, kengoblemusic.com. But the new project that I'm currently working on, and JD has done some stuff on there initially, it's going to be just a combination of two of the music genres that I love the most, which is soul and inspiration. And it's just going to be a mix of inspirational tunes with the touch of soul in there. I believe that God gave us music to inspire, and it doesn't matter what kind of music that you do. So I'm excited about the project, I think it's going to be awesome. The first single is I'm almost finished. It's called "I Will Heal," and I'm doing it that night, August 11th. And it's just really talking about what's going on in the world today. And I just truly believe that if we come together with our music, that we can heal the world and heal the land and change the trajectory of what's going on. So I'm excited about that. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Miss Gina.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us about your single, "Love Me," and if you have any new music coming out.
Well, I actually have an EP. It has 7 songs on it, and "Love Me" is actually the title song. And John plays on that one as well. He's playing bass on that one. But I did this project maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, and I wrote everything at a time when there was a lot happening. And you know, and if you listen to it, you'll kind of get an idea. You'll be like, oh, okay, I kind of know what she was going through. But it's like a mix of maybe like smooth jazz with maybe a little R&B feel to it. But they're mostly love songs. And it's just good, timeless music that I think people will enjoy, you know. And I have some great people playing on it. I got to thank Paul Whitley, who actually helped me produce it. And he also did all the instrumentation on it, just about. He played piano, guitar. Michael Curtis played bass on some of it. So it's just a good mixture of musicians in town who helped me to really put it together and get it out there. So and now I think it's just, you know, sometimes you do things and you kind of hold on to it, you know, until you think there's a right time. And I just feel like now is a good time, and it's the right time to do it. And being able to have this platform with such talented musicians that are my friends also that really support me, I just thought it would be a good time to start doing it.
Okay. All right, Paul.
Well, my latest project was released last year, A Brand New Day, and did very well across the world. Smoothjazz.com, it charted on smoothjazz.com, did very well. And so currently I just released a brand new single that it's kind of like the first release of a project I'm going to put out next year, and that's called "Gratified." So I'll be playing "Gratified" for the you know, this upcoming concert that we're going to be doing.
Okay, all right, Gabriel.
Well, I was on there, you know, last year talking about the last record, Steveland, and you know, if you go on Twitter and put in my name, that's about every day there's at least, you know, 1 to 4 songs of mine that are playing somewhere on some smooth jazz radio, somewhere from the first record or the latest record or anything in between. So I've got the 3 smooth jazz albums, the self-titled one that was number 1 on Billboard, the second one, New Day, the last one, Steveland, the tribute to Stevie Wonder, and then my two Christian albums, Miracle and God's Not Through. And I am working on new music, hoping to release a holiday record this year and two albums next year. So first thing will drop hopefully in September. Yeah, I've been, I've been busy working behind the scenes. Very, very busy.
Yes. Yes. Now, are you still doing your tribute shows to Stevie Wonder?
Yes, ma'am. I was just in Las Vegas yesterday. So
you were?
And I'll be going to California.
And didn't see the
week.
Didn't
see the jazz. Yeah, this week I'll be in D.C. and Daryl's house from Daryl Hall, his venue up in upstate New York. So I'll be in D.C. and New York this week, and next week California. And yep, and then we have our show August 11th. So that's a lot of travel, a lot of music playing in the next 2 weeks. And you know, for anybody that's looking to, you know, to get my music, they can go to my website, GabrielBellaMusic.com, and they can actually get an autographed CD from my store. So I don't know why more artists don't do that, you know, just like, so, nice and special.
Gabriel.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You need to back up to Las Vegas. You were here yesterday. I'm in Las Vegas.
We're in Vegas?
Okay. I am in Las Vegas. And you were here yesterday?
Yes, she is.
How in the world did we miss that? Goodness gracious.
Hello?
Yeah.
I thought you were in California.
Where were you?
I was in the Texas casino, Texas Station casino.
Oh my God. On Rancho. Yeah.
Seriously. I would have come to see you if I didn't know. It's not far from me at all. I would have come to see you. Oh, man.
Well, subscribe to my calendar.
Uh-huh.
So you don't miss any dates, so I can get free tickets.
Man.
Get them,
see, this
Gary.
Is,
my goodness,
this,
we could have done this in person.
This is the problem, because we don't have jazz stations anymore. This is the problem. You know,
if we had a jazz station,
we would have known about it. I did not know you were here yesterday. I would have come and seen you.
Yeah, the show was, I saw him Thursday night, the show was Friday, and then I flew out yesterday, so, yeah.
Oh, man.
That stinks. Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Well, you'll need to make sure you go to my website and subscribe to my email list, so that, because I'm going to be sending out those, you know, just little things every month, you know, just sort of once a month things to, you know, let people know, hey, you know, just need the reminders, because... unfortunately, it's not the first time that I've had. I mean, I've had, you know, friends of mine that are close friends and, you know, guys I went to college with. And, hey, man, I saw you were, you were in my hometown yesterday. And I'm like, why did you tell me? I'm like, dude, like, I got a lot going on. I'd love to see me, but I can't let everybody know. Like, you know, why did you text me? Like, well, we can't text 10,000 people every time I'm going to do a show. I never
had
to do it.
Yeah.
But I hate that, like, you know, you're right there and I didn't, that stinks.
Yeah,
right there.
Yes,
I'm in Vegas at least once a year for a show. At least once a year. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I will sign up for your mailing list.
I will get to at least, you know, it'll be you plus three. So you can, you know, bring another couple with you.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. JD. You're last again, but you're not least.
I know.
Hey.
Tell us about your music.
My project, Let's Ride, I believe it was released in 2015, 2016.
Yes.
Features some of the greats in smooth jazz and even some of the greats right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Gabriel Bello played on the title track, Chad Lawson, Lavelle Bradford, right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Calvin Napper, who was with Frankie Beverly and Maze, right in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I have Matt Marshak on it, Mark Antoine. Actually, Reggie Graves is on it right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Trying not to forget anyone. I hate dropping names, but yeah.
Marcus Anderson is on it.
That's right, North Carolina.
Anyone
else know who's on my record? Because I'm not.
Well, I had the pleasure of mixing and mastering like seven or eight songs.
Yeah.
I mixed and mastered most of it, so
I'll toot my horn on that, not on my plate.
Yeah. And yeah.
Because 26 East, baby. 26 East is the song.
Yeah, and I sang that one, and we were able to play that the last time I was on the show. But one of my favorite tunes on the record. Just a little background of it. Being from Rochester, New York, I had a grandfather who pastored churches and oversaw a bunch of churches here in the North and South Carolina district. We used to come down and hang out at his conventions and all of that. And every time we come through South Carolina, hit 26 East to head that way to Charleston. So I have a long history with Charleston. And as I got older and started dating and finding out there's some other things in Charleston to do, and just the continual trips back and forth to Charleston, so many memories. So I had to write a song about it because it's one of my favorite trips to actually make as well. Anytime I have some downtime as well,
now,
family down there, the whole nine.
I have to share a story about JD. I interviewed him in 2015 about this CD, and he told us that he never wanted to do a CD. He was happy being a sideman. And I was really surprised about that because that CD is so good. And now you're releasing another one. You're working on new music?
I am. I can't promise a release date. I am going to do some showing later on this year at another festival. I promised the promoter I would perform some of the new music there.
Yeah.
The main thing right now is really trying and Paul and everyone on this panel right now, we talk about how to maximize our potential all the way across the board, not just financial, but the longevity of our records due to the impact of streaming.
Yeah.
So you have to be strategic how you handle things. I'm sure, Terry, you understand that as well. So just trying to figure out when the best time to release it. I'm going full force with radio campaigns and all of that this time. I did a great job. Personally, the last time, worked hard to do it. The record was played all around the world, actually. Was able to get into some strategic cities, Atlanta, Vegas, and some other places. So just trying to be real strategic about it and much smarter because I wore myself out trying to return emails, felt like 24 hours a day, considering the time zone that we were dealing with. But it's coming, definitely coming. I'll start doing some marketing campaigns and things of that nature as well. So, coming out soon.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Definitely looking forward to that. And to Gina's music as well. I'm looking forward to your new CD as well. And
thank you.
You're welcome. Ken, I'm looking forward to yours and having you all back on to talk about your music. But now, since Ken brought up him being my original co-host, because I've had another co-host since Ken, I have to share a story. They know how we met, Ken?
No, they don't.
Okay, so Ken and I and Brenda, his wife Brenda, we all went to broadcasting school together here in Las Vegas. And one of our projects was to either create a radio show or a TV show. So I created Talking Smooth Jazz at the school, and Ken was my first co-host. This was in 2008. So I booked Layla Hathaway for an interview, and the show was on a Sunday, and Layla was scheduled for a Sunday, and Ken came to me a couple of days before, or maybe the week before, and said he couldn't do the interview because he had something going on at church. I said, Ken, it's Layla Hathaway. Come on. Layla Hathaway, you can't. Your priorities are all wrong, dude. You cannot do this interview. So I ended up doing the interview by myself. Well, I'm like, dude, it's Layla Hathaway. Come on.
I know. But we had fun. We had a chance to interview before he passed. We had George Duke, which was awesome. And then now let me tell a story that probably people that listen to her show probably
know where you're going.
That she has a man crush, boy crush, woman crush, lady crush over Brian Culberson.
Yeah, buddy. Yes, I
and
do.
I have to fan her through the whole interview because she was hot. But
go ahead, Ken.
No, I was just gonna say, but we had a great time. We interviewed a whole lot of awesome smooth jazz artists, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. When that school closed, it just broke my heart. It just broke my heart when that school closed. But yeah, that was a good time. That was a good time. All right, so man, I wish I could play you guys' music. I would love for the listeners to hear your music. All right, so Ken, are you guys working on a CD together as a group? Has the Queen City Jazz Collective?
Well,
you got to stick with the program.
Not yet.
That would be nice, though.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Not yet. Not yet. I think this show was the first of many things to come, and we really kind of wanted to get this out the way and really concentrate on this, and then just see where the chips fall. But it's a vision. It is definitely a vision because I truly believe that we have the makings of another super group just like 4Play or BWB. So yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's a great vision. That will be a great vision.
Yeah. I'm with you, Gina. I think you guys should do that. Keep that, you know, in the plans for future.
Yeah.
Definitely. That would be great. Definitely.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
Well,
because all of them
are great writers. Like, everybody in this group is an awesome writer. So to get the music done would not take much at all. You know, it's just planning it around everybody's schedule. But, you know, when you listen to everybody's project, you really feel like who they are in the music because they put so much of their heart and soul into it. You know, you could tell it's not just stuff that they put together or just threw it together to say, okay, I got a record, you know. And I've actually seen John go through the process, and I've watched him, you know, do things and redo things, and I've watched Ken write and, like, do a little bit and go back. Like, they just don't throw it together and, you know, say, okay, I got a song, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it would be awesome, like the heart and soul that could really go into a project like that from all of us would be, I mean, it would be simply
awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I would piggyback off of what Paul said earlier about being a group guy. One thing that excited me about this opportunity with these group of talented musicians is I'm like Paul. I'm a group guy because my probably first 15 years in the business, I was as a young pup out of Atlanta. I joined a group when I was like 23, 24, and that's what brought me into the music industry. And as you know, Terry, that's how I ended up in Charlotte. We traveled, did all of the overseas stuff and cruise ships, and then we eventually ended up in Vegas for my last, 7 years in the showrooms. And the cool thing about a group is, yes, you do fight, right? But when you have a group of people with the same vision, with the same goal, you know, you can't beat it. You know, two or three are better than one, and four and five better than two or three. And so it is definitely a vision that, and one of the things that I'm excited about, because being with the group kind of is a cool thing.
And you have guys have a great mixture as well. I mean, you got the vocals, a sax, a guitarist, a bassist. So you have a great mixture there for that as well. I'm excited for you guys. I really am. I'm excited for you. I can see this. I can see this becoming the new supergroup for sure.
Yeah, we'll do it.
That's the hope.
Yeah, that's the so then once we send you promo and all of that, then you can open some doors up in Vegas, baby.
Yeah, definitely. Love to have you here. Love to have you here, for sure. So I will be following you for sure, and definitely will be keeping track of you guys. Definitely will. All right, so talk about your first performance. I know, Ken, you mentioned that it's August 11th. Where can tickets be purchased?
Tickets can be purchased at the Stage Door, Blumenthal Stage Door box office. If you go to Blumenthal Performing Arts website, the Blumenthal Performing Arts website, and look for the QCJC, and you can buy tickets right there or from Carolina Ticks. You go to Carolina Ticks as well. Blumenthal is, if you're not familiar and not don't live in the Charlotte area, but the surrounding areas, Blumenthal has, what is it, JD, about 5 or 6 different venues from large to small. And they just have awesome venues. And we're at the Stage Door where they have most of the jazz standards and not standards, but straight ahead jazz shows. And it's a great room. But they can go to carolinaticks.org.
And that's
a
link.
There's not a bad seat in that room. There's not a bad
there is
seat
no bad
anywhere
seat
in that room.
Exactly
right.
Right.
Sounds
great.
Great
to see everybody.
Yeah, it's
right.
A great theater.
So no
and
matter
we have two
where
shows.
You go in there, it's perfect.
Yeah, and we have two shows. There's a 5 o'clock show, and then we have a 7:30 show. So there are two shows. Yeah, two shows. So we're excited.
Right. And there's also a link on the website, the QCJC.com.
QCJC, yes. If you go to the QCJC.com, there's a link to buy tickets, and you can also find out more information on each artist. We have some videos on there and a little and some bios so you can get to know who we are individually as well. And you can sign up as well to our mailing list so you can go and sign up in the contact list.
All right.
So it's gonna, yeah, it's gonna be awesome. And just to tell you just a little bit about how the show is gonna go, and just to give you a vivid picture, you know, I'm kind of an actor as well. So, Gina is too. But anyway, but no, just to give you a vivid picture of how the show is. You mentioned or touched upon just a little bit of the mixture of the types of music or musicians that will be on the show. But it's going to be awesome. So if you picture Gabriel opening up with just an awesome, smooth, sweet sound on that sax, and just when you're in that vibe, Paul will come in and just slide in with that guitar and doing some of his incredible stuff. And just when the music is just where you need to be, you can hear Gina come in with that sultry, smooth vocal. It's going to be exciting. And right when you're at that high, we're going to bring JD in with that deep, low, sophisticated funk and jazz sound, just to smoothen you out. And right when you're just right where you need to be, I don't know if you guys remember the show, The Five Heartbeats. And in the beginning of The Five Heartbeats, Eddie Kane came running in, sliding and hollering at the top of his voice. Just when I'm going to come in and shake you up. So it's going to be just an incredible roller coaster ride of emotions, August 11th at 5 o'clock and 7:30.
Well, if you remember in The Five Heartbeats, why he was running in.
Yeah, well, that's my past life.
Forehand.
Now, if this was 20 years ago, I probably would have slid in like that.
That's a good way to describe it. That's perfect,
yeah.
Kid. That's just perfect. Oh my God, that's hilarious. All right, well, I definitely hope I get a chance to see you guys perform. And that's going to be awesome. And this is August 11th. Actually, I'm going to be in Asheville, North Carolina.
What?
17th, 16th and 17th, and Marcus is Jazz Fest. I'm going to his Jazz Fest.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'll be there attending that.
Are you saying you can't come in a week early to our show?
Get a JD.
No,
get a JD.
Unfortunately not.
Is that really what you're telling them?
That's really what you're saying?
That's really what I'm saying. Not that I wouldn't want to, but that's really what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's really what you're saying. I got it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so unfortunately I won't be able to see you guys then, but I definitely will be following you, and hopefully I will get a chance to see you at some point for sure, for sure.
Great. Cool.
Sure. All right. So let's go around again and start with Ken. Let everyone know where they can find you on social media and all of your sites.
Yeah, it's KenGoberMusic.com. That's KenGoberMusic.com, and you can find all of my information, my latest, well, not latest, but one of my last projects. You can find their information, and you can sign up to the mailing list. Also, if anybody that is listening is in the Indiana, Chicago area, Labor Day weekend, I will be in Indiana, a place called Gary, Indiana, and I'm doing a show there. So if you're in Chicago, Indianapolis, Indiana, Fort Wayne, South Bend, you can come and check that show out. Come, go on to my website and you find out more information on that.
Hey, Gina?
You see, Ken is really the superstar, right?
Yeah, whatever.
It's really the superstar.
Whatever.
You know, so they can find me on Instagram, Gina Chambers Music, which is G-E-N-A Chambers Music. Facebook, same thing, Gina Chambers Music. I have videos, bio. I haven't put any of my original music out there. It may be some few live performances of it from some shows that I've done, but got a few things on YouTube as well under Gina Chambers, so pretty easy to find.
Okay, and do you have a website?
I do. It is under construction.
Okay.
At this moment, they're right. Updating some things on it, so hopefully in the next, you know, month or so, all of that will be taken care of and it'll be back up as well.
Got it. All right. All right, Paul.
You can find me at pauldozier.com. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. You can also find all of my music on all of the digital platforms. And if you want to really go all the way back, you can even find me on MySpace.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Paul, you know we're gonna get you later on.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Seriously, MySpace is still up? I didn't even know MySpace is still up.
Oh, man.
All right. All right, Gabriel.
Next you'll be saying you can hit him on his pages. Still got a page?
I'm gonna bring the messenger pigeon back. That's what I'm gonna do. The messenger pigeon. Hit me up. I told you. So, you know, they can go on there. There's a button right there. When they get to the website, they can download 3 free songs. If they, you know, so those 3 songs, they can hit that button right there on the website. GabrielBelloMusic.com. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, I'm pretty sure they're all the same thing. Gabriel Bello Music, I'm not hard to find. YouTube, same thing. I've got a ton of videos on there. Have a live stream show, bring it back. I've had John actually on twice on my live stream show called Good Music Hangout. The first episode was that John was on was the night of Hudson Hancock, and it was fantastic. And then we did a night of his music. So lots of stuff out there. Music, you know, anywhere music is sold. Just about, you know, all the major streaming sites, Spotify, Apple Music, and of course, you know, they can get it directed from me at the website, and I don't have to share the money. So I'll do that.
All right. JD, you're up.
I'm up. Instagram at John Dillard Bass, Facebook JD Dillard, or my artist page, John Dillard. You can get my music at all streaming outlets, iTunes, CD Baby, Google Play. If you name it, it's on there. If you're a streamer, you can go to my Pandora channel, John Dillard, iHeartRadio, if that's still around, those. And you can find us. We are there.
All right. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you have listened to the newest Charlotte's, North Carolina's newest supergroup, the Queen City Jazz Collective. Vocals, Ken Gober, Gina Chambers, guitarist Paul Dozier, saxophonist Gabriel Bello, and bassist J.D. Dillard. The website is theqcjc.com, so definitely check that out. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
thank you,
Ms. Terry.
Thank you so
welcome,
much, Terry. Good to hear from you again.
Thank you.
My pleasure, and Gina and Paul, I definitely will be reaching out to you guys to get you back on as soon as I can find, you know, so if I can take care of this issue, then
sounds
we'll
great.
Have you back on. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
sounds
definitely.
Good.
All right, you guys have a great day, and thank you again.
Okay, you,
you too.
Thank you.
Kim, we'll be in touch. All right.
All right, okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, again, that was
bye-bye.
Charlotte's next meeting. Thank you. That was Charlotte's, North Carolina's newest supergroup, the Jazz, the Queen City Jazz Collective. Again, the website is theqcjc.com. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz, and I look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Follow the Jazz Queen on Twitter at @Jazz_Queen, on Facebook and Instagram at Talking Smooth Jazz, and visit the website, TalkingSmoothJazz.com.